Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about an illness known as Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative brain disorder that progresses slowly in most people. Most people's symptoms take years to develop, and they live for years with the disease. And to help us understand how working with a physical therapy team can help to diminish the symptoms of Parkinson's disease and help calm the neurological symptoms that we may experience. And to help us understand this process is my guest this evening is Dr. Lauren Zekas. Dr. Lauren Zekas graduated from St. Francis University with a bachelor's in health sciences with minors in exercise physiology and American Sign Language, and continued her education at St. Francis University to receive her Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. She is a certified LSVT and a physical therapist with St. Luke's in Easton. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Lauren Zekas to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What encouraged you to take this interest in physical therapy to make it your life work?
I was probably in high school when I was trying to decide what I wanted to major in college. And I always wanted to help people, and I always liked the medical sciences, and I always liked exercising. And between the three of those things, physical therapy seemed to be a good choice for me.
Was there anything personal in your life that also contributed?
I played a lot of different sports. My main sports were basketball and volleyball, and I got hurt playing said sports. So between my different injuries, I kind of rehabbed myself and with different exercise equipment that we had down in our basement of our house, and got back to playing sports that I like to do.
When you say you rehabbed yourself, they didn't have physical therapy at that time? Or
They did. It just wasn't ordered for me by my doctor. It was usually pretty minor sprains or strains, so it was do a few exercises at home, take a little rest, and then you can get back to doing your sports.
So you kind of did physical therapy on yourself?
To an extent.
it might not have been, called exactly that way, but you were in the process of exploring physical therapy to get your own body back into functioning.
To an extent, doing different stretches and doing squats or different strengthening exercises. I kind of got back into practice and games.
Well, tell me, how did you become interested in Parkinson's?
So my current office that I'm at right now, two of the therapists that were already there when I came on had done the big program. They had gotten certified. And at the time, I was not certified, but I was just kind of observing while I was working with my own patients and got to see the impact that it had on a lot of their patients. And it was just very interesting to me.
What did you see that inspired you?
I think the one person that really sticks out in my mind is this person could not go up the steps initially. They were afraid to go up the steps because they were not confident in their ability to pick up their leg. And then by the end, he was able to go up our little flight of stairs that we have in our clinic. And it was just amazing. And he was so excited.
What made him afraid of going up the stairs? Was it the tremor of Parkinson's or... What made him afraid to attempt the stairs?
I believe in his case, it was a combination of the tremor and just overall loss of leg strength in general. So his ability to pick up his leg and get that foot on that step was a little shaky, obviously.
So that inspired you?
One of the things that inspired me.
Can you think of another thing that inspired you? Yeah, but did you find other patients that inspired you?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody kind of is at a different stage in Parkinson's when they come to see us, and everybody has their own restrictions and their own difficulties. But the biggest thing that I've seen for the most part is just their ability to walk into therapy and be very excited and motivated to do the exercises and do their homework and do their day-to-day activities the best that they can.
Well, you know, before we go further, maybe we ought to talk about what is Parkinson's and how it affects the body from your from what you've seen in your work. What is Parkinson's?
So like you said before, it's a neurodegenerative disease, and it affects a portion of your brain called the substantia nigra. And that specific portion of your brain produces a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And a neurotransmitter is just like a chemical, okay? And dopamine is very crucial in coordination of our movement. So if you are not producing dopamine, you can imagine how your coordination of your different limbs and even sometimes your speech can be affected by that.
And what helps to produce dopamine? Is there something that we can do to in our food intake or our exercise, or what increases the dopamine so we don't come into a stage where we have to be concerned about Parkinson's?
Unfortunately, it's just a bodily function. If it comes to that point where your body is not producing dopamine, there is medication that can kind of substitute as dopamine or kind of try and get your brain to produce it again. But unfortunately, it's not something that you can eat. If I eat more broccoli, I'll develop more dopamine. It's just kind of something that your body naturally does.
Okay. Well, that's important to know that what you're saying is we're really not in charge.
Right.
And we're not in charge of either increasing or decreasing. It's just simply a bodily function with either happens or doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. So how does physical therapy enter into a person with Parkinson's? And first, let's describe, Parkinson's is a neurological.
Correct.
Neurological disease, is that correct?
Correct.
And it can happen to anyone, is that correct?
Correct.
Does it happen to more women or more men?
According to the more recent Parkinson's statistics, it's typically more in men, but it's not a huge ratio difference. It can affect anybody pretty much.
And now, is there anything that we can do to avoid it?
Unfortunately, no. There's not necessarily, they haven't pinpointed a specific factor that would make you more susceptible to Parkinson's. Unfortunately, they can't hone down if it's a genetic disorder or if it's environmentally contributing to the disease. It's just kind of, you develop it or you don't develop it at this point. But unfortunately, they're still doing a lot of research on it.
So nothing has ever been, not ever, but has not been found recently to either help you detract from getting this illness or in any way to prevent it.
Unfortunately, no. As of right now, at least the research that I've read up on and that was provided in the course, unfortunately, I don't think they found
it. So let's talk about what physical therapy does to help a person with Parkinson's mediate the tremors. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and this is your host, Elena Barbro. And tonight, we're talking with Dr. Lorne Zekas, who is a physical therapist and doctor of physical therapy at St. Luke's Hospital in Easton?
Easton, correct.
Easton. I don't want to make sure I got the right community. And we're talking about what the impact of physical therapy is on this illness called Parkinson's disease.
So, as we said before, Parkinson's is a neurodegenerative disorder, so there's a decrease in coordination of your body in general. And everybody's kind of impacted differently. Sometimes people, they have a tremor in their hand. Sometimes it's a tremor in their foot. Unfortunately, everybody's kind of different as to how they present. Our goal in physical therapy is to try and almost bust out of those tremors and those movements. A lot of times people with Parkinson's, they will think that they're walking normally, but they're actually starting to shuffle and skid their feet. But they don't realize it necessarily all the time. They think it's normal for them. Their world almost becomes smaller to an extent. Mm-hmm. And our goal of our program, the LSVT big program, is
what does LSVT, what does that stand for?
It's the Lee Silverman voice treatment. So Lee Silverman is the person who kind of pioneered it. They did it all for her. Originally, it was more of a speech program for somebody who had very soft speech. And that is something also that can happen with Parkinson's. It was more of a being loud and explosive when you're talking.
So the Parkinson's not only affects the physical aspects of our body, tremors and movement, et cetera, it also affects our speech.
It can, depending on the person. Mm-hmm. I've had patients who their speech was not affected at all, and I've had people who they're whispering when they're talking to me, and they think that they're talking normally to me.
So what I'm hearing, Dr. Lorne Zekas, is that Parkinson's can affect different people differently.
Correct.
There's really not a set pattern. Each person manifests Parkinson's, if they're developing it, in a different way. So there's no pattern that you can really trace.
Correct. Everybody presents as a different symptom. Every person is very individualized, which is what I think is so nice about this program. We always do a set number of exercises, but then part of our evaluation is, what are you having difficulty with? What have you noticed is challenging for you? I've had some people getting out of bed, they can't roll over. Mm-hmm. I've had people who can't get in and out of a car. They start to shake, or going upstairs, or writing their name. It can be pretty much anything. And that's part of what we focus on with the treatment.
So your diagnosis, if I can use that word because it's so difficult, is individual with each patient.
Correct.
And what you're saying is that it's not likely that you have a couple of patients who have exactly the same symptoms.
Correct.
So each program that you develop has to be on an individual basis, based upon individual needs. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yeah, we try and tailor each person's treatment to what they have the most difficulty with.
Well, we're going to talk more about the physical therapy program at St. Luke's, and we're going to talk about examples of patients that have been successful and the impact that physical therapy has made on these patients with Parkinson's disease when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
If you are a Golden Age folky and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank ASAP Mailing of the Lehigh Valley, a locally owned and operated mailing and fulfillment company offering marketing and production solutions for your custom mail piece, taking your marketing project from idea to delivery, creating a program that meets your mailing, marketing, and fulfillment requirements. For more information, 484-285-0204 or asapmailing.com.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking about Parkinson's disease. And with me is my guest, Dr. Lorne Zekas, who has graduated from St. Francis University with a bachelor's in health sciences. And she continued her education at St. Francis University to receive her Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. And she is certified in LSVT Big. She's a physical therapist with St. Luke's in Easton. And let's talk about the program, this program, LSVT Big, and how it has impacted on the well-being and development of people to begin to work with their symptoms of Parkinson's?
Right. So as we had mentioned before, everybody has different presentations of Parkinson's. Usually some of the hallmark signs are a tremor, shuffling gait a little bit, so they start to shuffle when they walk, and sometimes loss of balance as well, or they're doing different movements more slowly or not as defined. So based on that, we will determine a program and how we're going to treat them.
Now, there is a step process, though. In other words, the doctor has to refer, neurologist has to determine that this is Parkinson's, and he also refers to physical therapy as a program.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now you got this person. Let's talk with the male person and describe some possibilities.
Okay. One particular person that I can think of, one of the things that he had written down on his sheet of paper that I give them at our very first appointment, things that you want to work on or things that you've noticed you're having difficulty with, is he was unable to get out of bed on his own. He was in his 80s, and his wife, who was also in her 80s, had to help him get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom because he could not physically roll over and get himself out of bed. So we did our usual set 8 exercises that we do with everybody, and then part of our treatment was solely devoted to showing him how to roll over in bed using the big method.
And the big method is?
It's different for each person. So if you can imagine, I had him laying on his back on a table. I had him stick his one arm out from his body and bend his, let's just say, his right leg up. Okay. And then I had him take a nice big deep breath, a big push through that leg, and a big swing with that arm across his body so he got momentum to roll onto his side.
Huh, and did it work?
It did.
How long did it take?
He got it within 2 treatments.
Within 2 treatments?
That
is amazing.
He was a hard worker. He really wanted it. He was very determined.
Yeah, I'm sure his wife wanted it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. But by the second treatment, he had started to get the hang of it. Unfortunately, he was able to do it in the clinic, but we had to modify it a little bit because our tables are a little bit harder than a soft mattress. So I put a lot of pillows down on the table, so to kind of mimic a mattress. And then we practiced on that as well.
Well, that's excellent. And it took him 2 treatments.
2 treatments.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Wonderful. And you did a great job.
He did all the work.
And tell us another example.
Let's see.
About either a woman or a male. Many people have, how do you help them with tremors? Do you help them with tremors at all?
We can to an extent. A lot of times the medication that the doctor will probably put the person on can help with the tremors to a degree. Same kind of concept with the tremors where you kind of focus on flicking their hands nice and big, flicking their fingers and focusing on that. If you do it enough times and they go to do whatever they were doing. So a lot of times people with writing, they'll pick up their pen and then their tremor will start before they even put their pen down on the paper. So I'll tell the person, put your pen down, take a deep breath, relax, do some of the flicks. And then when they go to pick their pen up, the tremor might not be gone, but it'll be significantly better to the point where they can actually write what they need to write.
So what you're really doing is helping these people take charge of their Parkinson's by giving them things that they can do.
Exactly.
And the things that they can do can alleviate some symptoms either gradually or totally, like the 80-year-old gentleman, you helped him get out of bed on his own.
Correct.
And in the writing, you helped them to at least get some control, maybe not for all, but for temporarily to do the writing project.
Exactly.
That's excellent. Can you give us an example of other things in Parkinson's? Because the tremors seem to be the thing that I've noticed the most.
Right, absolutely. And that's one of the hallmark signs that people do notice. They'll see the tremor in the hand. One particular person that I can think of, she had difficulty zipping up her coat to the point where she didn't even bother putting her coat on. It's the dead of winter. You need to put your coat on in Pennsylvania. So we worked on getting her arm in her sleeve, focusing on, I'm constantly saying, big arm movements. Big right arm in that sleeve, big left arm in that sleeve, big pull over, and then grab your zipper big. And she would focus on clasping that zipper. And okay, grab the other side of the zipper nice and big, put them together, and then zip up big. And she was able to put her coat on again, probably a couple treatments. She had gotten the hang of it.
That's amazing.
And initially, it's me saying big, big arm movements, big whatever, but eventually it becomes internalized. And then they're mentally thinking, let me grab my zipper big, let me grab the other zipper big, put them together. So it becomes internalized by that point.
So it's amazing what how thinking about it differently and using the term big to describe the movements that need to be made with Parkinson's. So what you're saying is you really have to think big and exaggerate your movements mm-hmm. so that you are in control.
Correct.
Because most of us don't think big.
Correct.
We are. we think automatically.
Yes.
Until we can't do it anymore.
Right.
So what you're doing is giving people with Parkinson's who have this neurological illness the capacity to have some control over their movement in some areas.
Correct.
In some instances.
Yes.
Can you think of other examples where people have difficulty either walking or that?
Sure. One person that I can think of, her washer and dryer were in the basement of her house, and she wanted to be able to confidently go down the cellar stairs with her laundry basket and go do her wash. And before, she was doing one leg at a time, going all the way down the stairs. And even then, she was really hesitant, but she would do it anyways. So one of the things that we worked on was I got a laundry basket that we had in the clinic. I put a bunch of sheets in it and had her, we practice on our little staircase. Once that got too easy and she was doing really well with that, I had little hurdles set up in the middle of the gym, and she would practice going over the hurdles, walking one foot after another with the laundry basket and just practicing that movement.
So you had her holding the laundry basket.
Correct.
With the sheets in it.
Yes.
And you had barriers that she had to climb over.
Yes.
And that purpose was to?
So to kind of simulate the steps, the barriers weren't large. They were probably maybe the height of a water bottle, uh-huh. but it's almost the height of a regular step. So just practicing taking those big steps, lifting up your hip nice and big so you can clear that barrier to kind of simulate stairs as well.
So that was excellent. And how long did it take her?
That was something that we did more towards the end of her treatment. I wanted to get her comfortable with just stairs in general before I gave her a laundry basket and had her climbing over hurdles. So that was probably one of our last weeks. So probably the tail end of the third week into the fourth week we were working on that.
So what you're saying is that with Parkinson's, with the right kind of treatment, you can, with the physical therapy treatment, that you can really help patients to overcome some of the difficulties with the tremors and with the balance issues that they're dealing with.
Correct.
However, without treatment, without physical therapy, things possibly get worse.
Potentially. Every person is different, and every person progresses differently. Some people progressed more quickly, some people don't. It just kind of depends on that person and their Parkinson's and how they're presenting.
Now, if a person wanted to get in touch with you as a physical therapist or the St. Luke's Department of Physical Therapy, how would they do that? And also, is there a web page that describes some of the services that is offered?
Right. So our main office phone number is 484-526-5025. And when you call that number, you would say my neurologist or whoever is referring me for the big program. And then they would be able to direct you towards a clinic that has that specific program. Not every clinic within the St. Luke's company has this program. There's one in Allentown, there's one in Bethlehem, there's one in Easton, and then there's one in New Jersey. So it's a little more scattered than some of our other clinics.
Well, that's important to know. And how long is the waiting period for an appointment?
It depends on the time of year and depends what office you're going to. I know at our office, we try not to keep people waiting too long. But one of the important things before we get somebody scheduled is we have to tell them, just so you know, this is a 16-session program plus the eval. So it's really 17 sessions. So are you going to be able to be here for 4 weeks in a row? Sometimes people are going on vacation and then they can't commit to it at that time. And then we just have to move their eval to a different day.
So are you saying that the once they're accepted into the program, they have to be able to commit to four week sessions. And how many sessions are in each week? Four?
Correct. Yeah. So it's 4 weeks, four sessions, depending on their schedule. We usually at our office try and do Monday through Thursday in case something comes up, then we can put them in on Friday for that fourth session.
Well, that's important to know. Give the telephone number again.
Sure. Our number is 484-526-5025. Or if you wanted to look at our website is www.stlukespt.com.
Well, I think this is very important for people to know, and that there is help, and that, number one, they have to have a neurological referral for a PT program, and that this program is available throughout the valley. And that's exciting, that they can get some control.
Yes.
And that each person is different, totally different.
Yes.
So no two people are alike.
Yes.
But if you want the individual attention, they can come to your PT program at St. Luke's and give the number again.
Sure. Our number is 484-526-5025. And again, that's our main number, and they will be able to direct you to an office that offers the Big and Loud program that you can take part of.
I want to thank you, Dr. Lauren Zekas, physical therapist and doctor of physical therapy, for helping us to take charge of our lives. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.